Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's camp. It's August 27th, and I'm wearing a Syracuse Sky Chiefs New Era 5950 purchased from USA Cap King. The history of pro baseball in the Salt City is almost as long as the history of pro baseball itself. In fact, Cuse was home to minor league baseball before minor league baseball existed. The National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, now known as Minor League Baseball, was formed in September of 1901. 3 decades earlier, the National Association of Professional Baseball Players was founded, the first fully professional baseball league, which existed from 1871 through 1875. This circuit was a hodgepodge, with a fluctuating number of teams and no true central authority, factors which ultimately led to its demise in the creation of the National League in 1876. Since the NL only had 8 teams, there was an opportunity for other pro squads to form regional associations to provide competition towards a pennant, as well as to provide clubs with protection of their player contracts. Founded in 1877, the League Alliance was one such organization, in effect, one of baseball's very first minor leagues. The Stars of Syracuse were the chiefs of the League Alliance that year, and their chief was a 21-year-old hometown hero named Harry McCormick, who on this date in 1877 pitched the first known no-hitter in minor league baseball history.